welcome everyone to the world famous Phil Hendry Show from the Space Coast in Florida.
What are you rolling your eyes for?
Oh, that isn't big time enough for you?
I made it sound, it's fine, it's good.
Yeah, Margaret, why don't you just go back to L.A. with the...
I'm here for you. What do you mean, go back to L.A.?
Well, you're rolling your eye to the Space Coast in Florida.
Well, Phil, it's not exactly Sunset Boulevard, is it?
Who cares, man? You know, it's the world of the netcast. It's the world of... We're out there in the ether. We're out there in the webiverse. Everybody is everywhere, okay?
Fine. God damn.
Damn it.
What, Mr. Hendry?
I made a point, and you're on me like just...
Yeah.
You were all over me, Phil. It felt like I was being slobbed. Oh, look at him laugh. What are you laughing at, Phil?
What do you mean slobbed?
I felt slimy and slobbed by you when you turned on me like that.
Yeah, Mr. Hendry, you kind of turned on her and you went, yeah, you know.
Get the fuck out of here. So,
that's how I felt.
I apologize, Margaret. No, we're very happy to be here on the Space Coast. You want to know why?
Because Jackie's here.
Yeah.
That's right. Now you're onto something.
Yeah, and you know what? It was a very beautiful day today. I went walking down the beach.
Did you?
Yeah. In fact, on Phil's video, it now can be told.
Oh, come on, General.
No, it can be told. That's me walking down the beach behind Phil, if you see him. You're looking at the video right now. You'll see an old guy going down. That's me.
That is General. It is. It's General Shaw.
That's you.
Yes, it is.
Well, I don't know. I didn't give it a good, long, hard look. I guess I might.
He'll be coming around here. If you guys are watching the video right now, there's an elderly gentleman. It is General Shaw. I knew he was out there walking, and so, you know.
Yeah, I know, and I gave Phil permission. Go ahead and use it, because if you just drop that into your show, buddy.
All right, I didn't, General. I asked your permission.
Yes, you did. Good thing, too.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about, watch, it's General Shaw. Remember how we always say, hey, there goes Charlie?
Yeah.
None of you guys recognize the General.
I didn't look that close enough, Phil.
Well, he's going to be coming up here in a second.
There he is. Oh, my God, it is. Yeah.
With your shirt off and everything.
Yeah.
Well, let me tell you something. I look better with my shirt off than you do with yours off. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, shut up.
All right. God, Phil went, oh, shut up, so violently, he pulled his glasses.
Don't act so shocked, Margaret.
Well, it disturbed me. Your glasses almost went off the...
Do you need some...
I think I need a glass of water or something just to calm down. I've been, you know what, it just kind of bugged me knowing that you're going to be off Broadway. Well, you know, and I don't like you laughing about it either.
Margaret, look, your days in the theater were great days. If you wanted to go back, I'm sure you could.
Good point. Why don't you go back to Philadelphia with John Jerryman?
Go back to Philadelphia. Did you hear that? Go back to Philadelphia. This guy's going to do New York and he wants me to go back to Philadelphia. Oh, God. It's almost as if you lifted a cheek off the chair and just went ahead and...
Yeah, went ahead and just shoved one out.
That's right.
God damn.
Well, it is.
We just saw you go by again, General.
I know, and for the rest of my life, you'll be seeing me going by.
I don't want that... If he dies, and I hope you never do, General, but if you do, I want that take. I don't want to see that background.
Okay, Margaret, don't worry. God, you got the guy dead already?
I just want to make sure that we're respectful.
Hey, Margaret, I'm not planning on... You want to know why I'm not dying anytime soon? Because I'm walking down the beach. You tried it?
And what's that supposed to mean?
Nothing. Doesn't mean anything.
What is that supposed to mean?
Nothing. I'll say it again. All right, Patsy thinks your ass is gotten...
Patsy said what?
Hold on, I don't want to have a damn fight now.
No, it's all right. What did Patsy say?
She thought your ass had gotten big.
She said what?
Patsy and I were talking. We were saying, you want to know what started? Patsy said that you still have movie star good looks.
Bullshit.
She did, Margaret.
Margaret, why don't you believe it?
All right.
And then she said, and I'll quote her, she said, all things being equal, it looks like her ass has gotten out of hand.
She said, my ass has gotten out of hand.
She said, I'll quote her directly, the ass, I think she had it under control, but it's gone off the reservation. Something like that.
What is that supposed to mean?
General, come on.
I'm not kidding.
Bring it off the reservation.
She said Margaret's ass had been under control, but it looks like it's busted out of the corral.
Meaning?
It's gotten big.
My ass was under control, but it looks like it's busted out of the corral.
Yes. And I said, what do you mean, Patsy? She said the ass has gone rogue.
Does she ever say anything?
Does she speak English?
Yeah, did she say anything like just her ass has gotten big?
She didn't use those words, but that's what she means.
Her ass has gone rogue.
Yes.
Why do I think you're bullshitting me?
I swear to God.
I don't suppose she'd want to come on the...
No, Patsy's not going to come on the air. I could talk... Call her up, bud.
Hey. Yeah, Patsy's bud. Yeah. General Shaw said that Margaret's ass went rogue. The ass went rogue. Yeah, the ass went rogue. Florida Panthers.
Give me the phone, will you, for crying out loud. Knock it off, bud. Patsy Heightsville here. I'm going to give the phone to General Shaw. He wants to talk to you, your husband. Your husband, General Shaw? Your husband, I know you're kidding. She's kidding around.
I know she is, honey. Yeah. Now, no, we're not putting you on the air. Did you say to me at breakfast the other morning you thought Margaret's ass is going solo?
Yeah.
And you said that it looks like it's busted out of the corral and gone rogue.
Yeah,
right. You said it ought to be on a wanted poster. Did you? What you meant? Yeah, you meant that it had gotten large? You said it had gotten larger? What did you mean by that? Large?
Can I talk to her?
Yeah. This is Margaret.
Hi, Patsy. It's Margaret. So you think my ass is too big? You think as long as I'm wearing a bathrobe? Don't stop wearing tight pants, even though my ass, in your opinion, has gotten huge. Well, you think it's gotten huge, don't you? Then why did you just say it's another one of Earth's moons? You did. Are you kidding me?
Shh.
There are hurricanes, tsunamis, earthquakes, and my ass. That's what you...
All right, honey. Yeah, I'll see you when I get home. No, she doesn't... You think Margaret's a beautiful woman, okay. But the fact is, her ass is spinning off into its own orbit. Jesus God, honey.
All right.
So that's what she thinks. She'd want to talk to me. No, she didn't, because she loves you, Margaret, and thinks you're a wonderful woman. She thinks you're a talented woman. She's just simply one woman to the next. She said that's what she was saying to me.
My ass did what?
She was saying your ass has gotten, hey, you know, that's what Patsy does. She just goes, hey.
She goes, hey.
Yes.
And that means what?
It means it's out there.
All right. Well, look. So, all right. I mean, what are we going to do with this information?
Well, what does she think I'm supposed to do? Go out and walk? Do what?
She thought you should do some leg lifts. She thought you should do some leg curls, squats.
Yeah, but you use one of them butt machines, those butt belts.
Do you mind?
Shut up, bud.
Well, yeah. She thought you should use one of the butt belt machines. That kind of a deal.
What is Patsy, a personal trainer?
She did earlier in her life. Yeah, she did personal training.
How we got on this topic?
I don't know, but it really... I'm sorry, but it just came up.
It came up like that roast beef sandwich I had. You remember when I was POP?
Yeah.
All right, we're going to... Okay, sorry, I brought it up.
Yeah, we're going to... Dean Wheeler's going to join us here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show right after this.
I'm Margaret Gray, and I enjoy being a part of the Phil Henry Show, even though my ass has gotten off the reservation, gone rogue, is its own planet...
Get a backstage pass today. I'm speaking on behalf of my wife, Patsy, who thinks Margaret is a very, very talented and lovely woman, is one of her biggest fans, but yes, her ass has gotten, as Patsy puts it, it's gotten ho-ho-ho-ho, ho-ho-ho-ho.
The world-famous Phil Henry Show, where Margaret Gray, Phil Henry, Bud Dickman, and General Galen Shaw hold forth every day on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Keep stretching.
Yes.
The world-famous Phil Henry Show at philhenryshow.com, the greatest value online, under porn.
A little something different. Hey, Dean. At the Wheeler Resort, you know what they say about ships. Well, it's any old port, but Dean is a whole different vibe at the Wheeler Resort.
Yeah.
You feel it come alive. What do I mean by it? Three guesses, the first two don't count. It will feel good.
You'll see.
Yeah, it's Wheeler and also the man camp too.
Hey,
Andy Ying and his wife Emeralda. Oh my God, you won't believe. It's a spell, I can tell ya. It feels like Dean, feels like Dean. Come on, climb on Dean.
That was so much fun. Thank you very much, Phil. And hello, it's Dean Wheeler. And I remember when we did that and the good feelings that I had and the positivities that came of that. And we had a good run there. I remember doing that on one of the shows, Phil. Thank you again. It made me feel like we were on the right path. And then we have what we had the last 2 days. Wheeler Resort is a very successful business venture. I and my wife, Emeralda, also my partner, Snookums Easeback, who is a San Franciscan, who also pitched in. He threw a few bucks in. And we were very lucky to get Oswald Buster, also a San Franciscan, and he tossed a few bucks in. And the next thing you know, what have we got? It feels like Dean. Hey, looks like Dean. Come on and let's be Dean. You know, the Wheeler Resort. And so as that went along, I saw that my wife, Emeralda, as any wife would, okay, was staring at me. She used to look at me with such loving eyes. Now she was looking at me in a way that she was almost like one of those zombie movies, and she wanted to tear me apart. You know, honey, what's wrong? And she finally let it go yes, General?
You mean an ape in a zombie movie?
Sorry. I don't need... So, yeah, she looked at me like an ape in a zombie movie, like she wanted to tear me apart. And then I finally sat down with her. I said, honey, what's going on? And she said, well, you know what? I'm a singer, and I want to get back to singing. And I thought she'd given that up. I had been through an awful lot. My own problems. I had a heroin addiction. I'd been in jail. And I said, well, what do you want to do? She said, I'd like to sing again. And that's when we went out and booked some dates over at the Little Shrimp. We booked some dates down at Easements. We booked some dates down in San Jose at the Chicken Board. And we booked some dates over at Hell on Earth. And then we had a great show, honey, at Suck This, which was that we did two big nights there, sold out Suck This, two, three nights in a row. And I know, my wife thinks that they named the club that specifically so they would hear me say specifically, Suck This. You know, and they said, well, where's Emeralda singing? Suck This. And then they would like, hey, and I'd go, you know, that's the name of the club, really. I know, you know, we're kidding around, but I feel like slugging you, you know. So, you know, this is the life we've had. And Emeralda did her best. And then, of course, I met up with Wes Hurlford. And I'm very, very grateful to have Wes Hurlford. I know that you're busy, Wes.
All right.
But do you remember those days when we first got into business?
I do.
Yeah. And I told you I thought we could take that song, There's a Little Man, which used to be called, using the word the midget.
Right.
That I think it could be a hit.
Well, I felt it could be a hit, too. So,
hold on for a minute. So, you know, you had the melody. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
Yeah, that's right. Hold on. So the song went, there's a little man down the road. There's a little man about to get my goat. It was about a week ago on Tuesday. I seen him in bed with my... how's it rhyme?
I think it was a week ago last week. I saw him into my bed. He sneaked.
A week ago?
What are you laughing about?
Dean, that's not the lyric.
It is. It was about a week ago last week. I saw him into my bed. He sneaked.
If you're laughing at me.
I'm not. I swear to God. But nonetheless, we did re-record it.
Well, we re-recorded with Italian piccolos, and I think you used a lute. Oh, boy.
Well, I'm sorry, but I thought I'd be experimental, you know?
Yeah, but you can't do country music with an Italian piccolo, a lute, you know?
Well, you say it like it's like a dirty word or something.
It does sound dirty to me. You talk about, hey, what are you doing with your lute? Sounds to me like
the guy robbed a bank or something.
Well, that too. But nonetheless, I want to say this. You have been a good man, a good friend.
Well, thank you very much, Wes.
You have been a good man, a good friend. And I hope and wish for the very best for you and Emeralda. The Hurlfords, as you know, I went out solo. Wes Hurlford, all me and then some. And I was at the Boone Inn. I'm going to do another 6 months.
Oh, outstanding.
Thank you.
That's outstanding.
I'm going to do another. Wes Hurlford, what are you going to do about it? That's our second tour.
What's the name of the tour?
Wes Hurlford, what are you going to do about it? Our second tour, we're going to have a residency not only at the Boone Inn, but at Bendover McGee's over there on...
on Polk.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
Well, I know. Everybody laughs. Go, what is it? Bend over, McGee's on poke. Sure. Yeah. Okay. And they all bend over and look and laugh.
They do. And that's the part of it that really pisses me off. You know, what we're trying to do is make a living as musicians. And when I tell people, hey, I'd love it for you to come out, let's sell out the weekend at the Bend Over, and they go, where is it? On poke. And they all lean over on their knees, look back, and laugh.
Like they're sticking their butts out.
Yeah, they're sticking their butts out.
What is the country music market in San Francisco like?
It's a great country music market. See, California's California. You can talk about San Francisco, Los Angeles, all this stuff. But the fact is, this is a country music state. We have in Bakersfield, California, what they call the Nashville of the West. Lots of recording, a lot of great artists there. My good friend Dwight Yoakam is there. Buck Owens was there.
Oh, you know Dwight Yoakam?
I know a little. Yeah, I've met him. Yeah.
Oh, I was just wondering if you could make an arrangement, you know, if you could. I'd love to meet him.
I don't know. You know, Dean, you're a good guy.
You almost called me Dwayne.
I know. You're a good guy, but I don't want to creep out my friends. And what
does that mean?
I'm just saying you've had a history. You knock on people's hotel room doors. You're like, you know, breathing on them as they're coming down the stairs. When they're having breakfast, you're going, hey, hey. Okay, I come on a little strong. You do. You got to give people space while they're eating breakfast. And you're leaning into them going, hey, could you sign a contract? I would love to represent you. The guy's trying to have his breakfast, you know?
I know that. And I apologize. Well, at some point, I hope to meet Dwight Yoakam.
Yeah, well, you know, we'll see what happens. But in any event, what I'm trying to say is California's great country music market.
Okay, so you'll be at the Bend Over on Polk, and you don't have to keep saying the street, okay? All right, sorry.
You'll be at the Bend Over. At the Bend Over and the Boone Inn. We have exclusive residencies at both. And then we're going to be at Squat Now. And
what is it called? What's it called?
Squat Now. You know where it is. It's over there near the marina.
That's the club.
No, that's a clothing store. Yes, that's the club.
Squat Now, okay.
And we have an exclusive residency there. So my solo career and Wes Hurlford and the Hurlers will be at the Squat This or Squat On This. And then over at the, Bend Over on Poke, which they're telling me I have to say that.
Well, you know what? They're telling you I have to say that because it's a big laugh.
No, I know that. Every time you say Bend Over, say it's on poke, and I'll go, okay, great, you know, you're the guys, I'll be long gone, and you guys will still be there at the Bend Over on poke.
Right. All right, so we have here Wes Hurlford, and you have a new song you wrote?
I have a new song. Well, I'm going downtown. I'm going downtown to see Lucy Brown. 'Cause the last time she left me, guess what happened? She left it brown, she left it brown all over town. Yeah.
Well, what was that?
What do you mean, what was that?
She left it brown.
She left, meaning she, herself.
Sing it again, maybe I missed it.
Well, I don't want to be critiqued here, Dean.
No, I'm not playing manager, believe me.
I don't want to be critiqued. This is a new song I'm working on.
Let's just play it one more time.
All right. I'm going down to Lucy. Going down to Lucy Brown, make it brown all over town. Get face full of blue sea, then it gets brown. Brown, 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 yeah. What do you think of that?
Well, that's not the same riff. What do you mean brown, brown, brown? What do you think people are going
to
think?
I know what they're going to think. What I'm trying to say is I'm in love with Lucy Brown. Everywhere I go, it's brown. Say, he's laughing.
Of course I'm laughing.
Why are you laughing?
You know why I'm laughing. People are going to interpret that to mean you got your nose up there or something.
I'm trying to sell a record.
But do you want it to be funny?
No, I want people to know it's a love song and that everywhere I go, I see Lucy Brown.
Everywhere you go, it's brown.
Yeah, well, that's right. If a woman loved you, she'd say everywhere I go, it's Wheeler. Wheeler here, Wheeler there, Wheeler everywhere. Jesus. Now to think about that.
Oh, well, you know. All right, let's do it one more time.
All right, I'll do it one more time.
And these lyrics, are they improvisational? I've got the lyrics here, but I don't have the lyric sheet with me, but I'm approximating them.
It's Lucy Brown. Lucy Brown is all over town. She's brown here, she's brown there. Every time I look.
You're crying. Hold up for a minute. I'm sorry. Why are you crying?
I just remember things.
Wes, this is wonderful. It's very heartfelt.
Thank you. Let me try one more time, if you don't mind.
Okay, go ahead.
It's Lucy Brown. Everywhere I look, it's brown all over town.
She's brown here, she's brown there. Look in the mirror, what do I see? It's brown. God, I'm brown. Yeah.
Oh, that was something else. That was really, really good. Thank you. So, and you're going to do that at your residency at the Boone Inn.
At the Boone Inn, at the Bend Over on Polk.
Right.
And at Squad on This over there in the marina.
Okay. That is Wes Hurlford. Wes, thank you very much.
My name is Wes, not Wiss.
Okay. Wes Hurlford. And what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to, on this show tonight, and I thank Mr. Henry for allowing me to, sort of kind of mitigate the damage that was done by the best ofs. And so to that end, I want to bring in Don Berman, who is a prominent newscaster in Los Angeles. And thank you. Welcome to Florida, Don.
Thank you.
Mr. Henry asked you to review the 2 hours of, Emeralda and Wes Hurlford. What did you think?
Well, I think that I thought they were very illustrative, and I also think that they were illuminative. And I also believe that they showed a great deal about yourself, about Emeralda, and about Wes Hurlford. Were they funny? Yes, they were.
That's the part that hurts.
Well, all right. But there were instances in them where you were getting kicked in the balls or something.
We have to watch the language.
I know, and I'm a broadcaster. You think I know better. But there were instances there where Emeralda would slap you, and I don't know, but and this was, Phil wasn't stopping that, was he?
Well, it was before Phil got, woke, about domestic violence.
Well, don't.
No, I mean, she's not really hurting me. Here, Emeralda, come on over here. Here's my wife.
Oh, hello, Emeralda. How are you?
Honey, go ahead and just, look, what do? We're very playful, right? And if I say something stupid, Emeralda will hit me because we dance, we do that posh dancing that the French do.
Oh, yeah, that's the one where the last time I saw that was a Popeye cartoon.
Well, guess what? It's not a cartoon. So we'll go dun-dun, dun-dun. Just do it, honey. Do like you can knee me right in the dun-dun, 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 dun-dun. Oh, yeah. Ow, 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 ow.
So that hurts, huh?
What do you think? I got knee right in the nuts.
In the what?
In the nuts.
The nush? Well, why would you put up with that?
Because it's part of the hell.
Thanks, honey.
Emerald is handing Dean a bag of ice.
Oh, man.
You're laughing.
Yes, I am laughing.
Why are you laughing?
Because I'm wearing a cup.
So you didn't feel that at all?
No, I didn't.
Emeralda's now laughing. She's gone into the kitchen.
Hey, honey, while you're in there, how about a beer or something, huh, honey? While you're in there?
Yeah.
And what, do you want one?
Yeah, I'll take one.
Two.
So your wife scurries about doing what you want her to do, kicks you in the balls, and you're wearing a cup.
Yes, that's exactly right. What we're trying to do is show a modern... How does a modern couple do the traditional things?
Oh, traditional, like when a woman knees her husband in the balls.
Well, I'm sure that it happened, but it is also a testament to our respect for these old kind of dances. This is not about domestic violence. It's this old kind of wrestling dance that the French used to do.
Yeah. The other thing, Dean, that I wanted to point out...
I saw the light bulb go on.
Yeah, it did. Because when you go, like that, it sounds so, oh, God, I want to just pick you up. Talk about wanting to knee a guy. I want to pick you up and throw you off a bridge.
Why?
Well, listen to it.
Why?
You have to butch it up a little.
I hear everybody on the Phil Henry Show always saying that about each other. Why don't you butch up? This is the way I talk. Okay, I was in jail.
What's the language?
I was in jail, okay? I did 18 months in jail in New Jersey. I was arrested for drug possession and drug dealing, and we did a deal, and my attorney got me out with a big fine, and I moved to California, and I stopped using drugs. But I've seen some side of this world. Oh, boy.
I believe. What did you just do?
I had to turn that fan on. It's getting really hot.
I believe that. But I'm just saying, I don't know.
Yeah, well, a lot of people don't like the way. A lot of people say, you sound like you've got a salami in your mouth.
I got a what?
Listen to you. You go, it sounds like you're gagging one down.
I'm going to leave now before I start swinging.
All right. Don Berman, ladies and gentlemen. He's flipping me off.
That's right.
He's still flipping me off. He's backing out, still flipping me off. Now he's going through the door, and now he's turned around and is walking down the stairs. All right. Well, that's about all the time we have for, and I want to thank Mr. Henry so much. Thank you, Mr. Henry, so much. Thank, right? Isn't that right, Emeralda? No, she didn't. I'm wearing a cup. See? Okay. Hi, Mr. Yeah. Very good. Thank you very much. Dean Wheeler, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. So I'm being pushed out of here. Thanks a lot, Dean. Well, what is this? What's this about? We got to get... Thank you very much, folks. What, are you embarrassed? The whole thing about getting kneed in the nuts while you're wearing a cup, I don't know. Okay, I'll take the cup off. Dean, I'm taking it off. Well, Dean, don't do it in front of me. I'm sorry. I'm going to go over here. All right, back off. Okay, I've just taken the cup off, folks. Go ahead, Emeralda. Go ahead, Emeralda.
Oh. Oh. Okay.
All right. You're tougher than I thought.
What can I?
The world-famous Phil Henry Show has been executive produced by Phil Henry for Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved on Podcast One. Don't forget, Phil will be in New York in October in The Pitch by Tom Alper. Yeah.
Golden shithead on the wall.
Right there. Does that sound like golden shitheads on the wall? I don't know. God, I don't know.
Styles make fools of us all. Attack his cards, take his shit, find the path
just to take a shit.